cause I'm moving up. No time to get down, cause I'm moving up. Ah.
Yay!
Wow.
Go, Kerbats.
If you're ever going to have crabs, you definitely want to keep them in a bucket.
Well, I said to her,
that's
listen,
like a serious fish fry. Yeah. That's a lot of crab.
That's a lot of crab.
It's a pretty big bucket. Actually, I can't hear
and
anything.
I said to her, I told her, I don't even know what a rhinestone
every time
is.
I actually grab from
and
bucket.
I don't. I don't. Are
I
we?
Can hear
are
you.
We?
Hello. Hello.
Oh,
are you there?
Hello.
Oh, hello. Welcome to
the broadcast.
We're so glad to be
delighted
here.
To be here with
thrilled
your hostesses, with the mostesses.
Thank
for,
you.
Once again,
the broadcast.
We both went up and down. Isn't that fun?
Yeah, sometimes
a
little
lot of
bob
fun
and weave. You go up, I go down.
Oh, I am Ian Filson.
And I am Nancy Filson.
And
together we are
the famous Filson sisters.
Ooh, that felt good.
I'm exhausted.
You probably
that
think you're hearing double. And you are. Of course you are. We are a sister act.
A dynamic duo.
Identical
twin sisters. Since birth.
Yep. And we have a lot of fun with it. Mm. Most people can't tell us apart. I don't think anyone can.
Most of our
it's
life.
It's fine. So if you're listening at home
we
and you're saying, which is which, don't worry
no
about it.
Some
go
of
with
our,
the flow.
Some of our closest personnel can't
yeah
tell us apart. Some of
oh
our family members.
Most.
I think it's fun.
I love it.
And if you think our name is familiar, yes, we are those Filsons of the Filson family.
Filbert
Fortune of Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
A fortune built on nuts.
You said it. Who's a nut?
You're a nut.
It kind of makes us a rich pair of nuts.
Look, am I the luckiest? She's so cute.
I want to tell you a little bedtime story.
Please.
You've heard this one before.
I have.
Our father, Phil Filson,
may
God rest his soul, he used to put each daughter,
one daughter
on each knee.
On each
he
knee
couldn't tell us apart.
Never.
Either, the poor sap.
So sweet.
And he said, my beautiful, identical
my
twin
beautiful
daughters.
My beautiful, identical twin daughters.
He said, go out there and make a difference in the world. Don't rest on your nuts.
No.
And so here we are.
It's not easy being an heiress.
Oh my God, no. Half the time
you
people,
have to
it's
really
not
work
all chocolates and male model. I mean, it is.
Well, it is.
Partly.
But
fast cars, faster times.
But when you do something in the world, you feel good about it.
Sometimes,
and I think that's
yeah
important.
Giving gives back to me, too. And
giving
that's
gives
why
back
we can't
to
stop
me
giving
too. That should be our new motto. Can
give
we get that?
To give?
Giving gives back to me, too.
Give,
could it be
yeah
a vanity plate? Is it too
can
long?
Can I give to give back? I don't know.
Jeff, work
I'm
on that.
I'm a trademark. Is Jeff
idea
listening here tonight?
I
he's
certainly
still exhausted,
hope so
too. We'll tell you about that later. We're talking about our assistant, Jeff, G-E-O-F-F.
Here we are in Vashon Island.
Giving back again.
Giving back again, because this is one of the ways we contribute to the community. Is it community service?
Yeah.
Is it legally required by a sentence?
Not one of those.
I wouldn't say
no,
so.
No, no.
Don't
we're completely
ask
in the clear since the cease and desist. No.
Because we ceased and desisted.
We stopped altogether.
On first ask.
But here we are on
Vashon
this
Island is
yeah
a very strange place. So
it,
if
sister
you're out there listening somewhere in the great wide world, and I hope that you are, I pray that you are, Vashon Island is like an island. It's smaller.
Only smaller.
And it's in Washington.
But the other Washington.
The state one.
Yeah.
And they have so many trees.
Of more trees.
And that's mostly it. And good for them. If you like that, you're going
to
love it.
And we
it
don't live here, but we do love making a difference. We get dropped off once a month to do the show, sometimes
it's
twice.
Sometimes
really
once a week.
Yeah, sometimes really
I think we come once a week these
it's
days
a blur.
It's a blur.
We have only to vent to these humble voice of Vashon studios. We're still looking for the Cheesecake Factory.
Maybe tonight.
One year, in fact,
maybe
my
tonight
sister and I did this delightful thing where we bought each other identical houses on the island. Although
for
we've
our
never
birthdays.
We've never been.
I've never been.
I'd
never
love to
been
see it.
I hope they're still there. Anyway, speaking of which, you're listening to The Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org.
You know they mean business because they're an org and not a dot biz.
Not a
obviously
dot biz.
Tonight's
whoa
topic on the broadcast.
Tell me.
Are you sitting down?
Yes.
The favorite part. The Siren Serenade and the Sailors Who Succumb. Subtitled, Loose Lips, thank you, Sink Ships. A study in triplicate of oceanic atmospheric rhetoric.
That's a lot. And that's a very
thank
unusual
you
clap
it's
pattern.
Of, it's one of my longer titles.
I like
but
that.
But you know, we have a lot
do
of guests
to take
tonight
a break after saying it?
There was someone was actually clapping in the middle. They thought it was
they
over.
They thought
it was
over.
So long.
And then two-thirds way through, they started clapping. Nope, still she's going.
And of course, so as always, we have fabulous guests.
I can't wait.
Guests, plural.
We're
going to
introduce
tonight
them soon.
On the broadcast, does the topic smell fishy?
No.
Make you want to pull in a life vest? Feel like I've switched this up on you.
You're funny.
Feel like you want to dive in the deep end?
What's this? He's on
Stay
his sound
tuned.
Cues.
Either will
New
talk.
Engineer, welcome. We don't know your name. Let's keep it that
he's
way.
He's sound cueing even before I'm queued up. And that happened with second and fourth husbands.
But
I recall this very much. We should just introduce this guy.
No. Okay. I don't know his name, and I don't.
I'm always
I think
assuming.
That's okay.
The lower paid Vachon engineers are nearly always male.
He's just nodding his head.
All right.
He's a male.
Let's go
that's
into our favorite segment.
What are we wearing today? Nance, you look beautiful.
Thank you for saying. You know, when you look good, when your identical twin sister says you
Who
look good.
Who needs a mirror?
Who needs a mirror?
Yeah.
Right back at you.
Do you want to tell me what I'm wearing?
Absolutely not. You start.
Okay.
You're very gifted in the fabric department.
Nance,
describe it.
You look stunning.
I can
You're
push
wearing
back if it helps.
An original Alfred Shaheen. I want to say it's a 62, but I'm not going to guess because it could be a 58.
It's not my size. It's the year.
That's right. Thank you for clarifying.
Thank you.
It is an Asian size 12.
Thank you.
For the record.
I actually
now,
think that this
beautiful.
Is what it says on this side.
I think it says Asian
There's
size 12.
Beautiful
it's
Asian
got a
calligraphy.
Beautiful calligraphy.
A piano.
I don't know if it's letters or if it's some sort of abs. I don't know what it is, but I love it.
I don't know.
It's got a Nehru collar with, you know, what do you call those little buttons along the side?
The froggy clasps?
No, that's not what
no,
that is.
That's not
but
it.
It's also got
buttons,
a chiffon sleeve, a draping chiffon sleeve. It's gorgeous.
Completely sheer.
Your earrings are very tribal.
They're yours. Thank
They're
you.
They're very good. And I think you look stunning. I note that the dress is black, but for a nod to the holiday that we're celebrating around this time of year.
Should you be listening
The Valentine's
in
Day.
Yeah.
You've got a beautiful red poppy in your hair.
A pop of red color.
A pop of red.
Is what you want to say.
Well, it's a poppy.
Oh, it is a pop.
I think
I can't
it is.
See up there. Got a high hair tonight.
You look gorgeous.
You look gorgeous.
Thank you.
You know I'm not going to be able to do this justice,
it's
but
fine.
I can start with it. It's black.
Yep.
Again, this is trouble with my sister. And she's very, very gifted at describing couture.
Well, I have an eye for detail.
And typically I just say, hey, you're looking pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, I mean it. I'll tell you
thank
if you're
you
not.
For saying
you know that.
That. Don't you think this is sort of like a Roman style?
Thank you. It looks like a Roman style sleeve.
Yeah.
And the plunging.
It's a little off.
Decolletage. It's not the dress's fault. It's
I
all
know.
Right. It's the humidity. And you have a gather right below the bust. This is. And I believe you also have a floor-length gown.
I do.
We're often talking about this. We're striders, my sister and I.
Striders.
We have unusually long legs for identical twins.
Very long gait.
It was the way that we were pulled from the womb, stretched,
right.
stretched.
Poor mother.
At the same time, poor
she,
mother.
Never
she never
recovered.
Really recovered from
she
that
never
either.
Did.
No.
She never did.
More on that.
A very sour woman.
But we like,
but
we love a
who
slit.
Be?
But the slit is very important about where you put the slit.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Is it in the back? Okay. If it has to be.
It depends.
But I like right to the side.
Oh, I love a
on
side
the right.
slit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, a little mm-hmm. bit to the side. Not
and
all
I
the way
love
to the
it
side.
On the left.
See?
Huh?
There you
now,
go.
Now, what about a middle slit, sister? What does that do for you when you sit in
I'll
a chair
you
and you cross your legs?
If it's a middle slit, I want it to be wide. Do you know?
Oh,
not just
certainly.
A slit. I want it to be almost a cutout.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like a keyhole.
Like a keyhole. A keyhole.
To the kingdom. All right. Where were we?
That was what we're wearing tonight.
Where were we
you.
Back from just now? Or from where are we back? I
from
don't want to end a preposition with
we
a preposition.
We just got into town on the Vachon Island. Well, we just got back from the
oh
Oscars.
My God.
That was fun.
A little
I had
too
a great
fun.
Time. I don't remember a single award. I don't remember the dinner before. I don't remember the after parties.
I don't remember whether I left my with my date or how many, and I barely remember the names.
I don't even remember the dresses. I don't remember anything.
It was a general party haze.
We celebrated.
Oh.
Sometimes you have to do that.
I do remember this. Big,
what?
big deal. Our old friend, Bong Joon-ho,
oh,
won an Oscar.
Maybe two.
Do you remember Bong?
I think he won two. BJ.
Two, that's a lot.
We always knew he'd be such a success.
We met him through our exclusive customer.
The Korean Bob Mackie.
The Korean Bob Mackie.
That's right.
They both do great work. In different mediums,
yeah.
of course.
Well, in Korea, twins are very highly regarded.
Oh my God, obviously. Coveted.
Revered.
Idolized evening.
As well they should be.
We went to, we did... After the after party, and then we went over to Bong
Joon's
place. Mm-hmm. Wow.
Beautiful.
It was very eye-opening.
It's a beautiful place. I was not
I thought
surprised.
It was very funny
I know
you
you felt a little uncomfortable.
I said, and this seems to be done in the Asian influence.
Because he, okay, now I'm going to disclose, BJ, I hope you're okay with this. But he had massive works of art all over the house in our likeness.
Of our identical twin likenesses.
All
almost like
over
a shrine.
The house. There were oil paintings.
Like a museum.
There was a tapestry
like
in
a
one
fetish.
Hallway. There was ivory busts.
Silk tapestries. Dirty with the busts.
Dirty with busts.
Yeah, a lot of carvings. Hardly any loom left actually for his Oscar, which is not a bad problem to have.
Yeah, Parasite was good.
It was a guess. And we wish him well. I think shame on him for what he did to you to turn you into a toilet paper holder.
How do you know it was me? That's what I want to know.
That's true. I really don't. It's a bidet. I didn't know what I was doing.
Either way,
a word from our sponsor. Is this you, sister?
Sure.
Go for it.
A word from Lifties, orthotic brassieres for women of a certain age. Senior women have unique challenges when it comes to the bosom. Lifties are here to help with their unique anti-gravity struts, patent pending, and space-age poly blend fabrics for breathability. Lifties will leave you pointing in the right direction, upward and outward with Lifties. Okay.
It's what you all
Let's get to
been
the meat
for.
Of it.
Have you heard the heavy breathing in the background?
Yes.
The giggles? Let's see. Is that it? It's coming.
There it is. Let's introduce our guests.
You know what this means.
We have three of them.
My God.
I'm so
Should
excited.
Should you start and I'll finish? That's a lot of people.
Go ahead.
Welcome, welcome. We are here tonight with the Cavettes.
Cavettes.
We have Elaine, Stephanie, and Arlette Cavetti.
I love that. Why don't you just settle in? And I can't really tell them. Well, I can tell them apart. I think for triplets, they don't look anything alike, which I think is kind of confusing. But while you do that, I'm just going to skip right ahead to this part.
We are very thirsty. Redhead, one blonde, and one brunette going.
That's how you tell us apart.
Now, did you plan that, or did you just luck of the draw? Your parents knew what they were doing.
Yeah, it just happened.
That's wonderful.
Completely natural.
It's all natural.
You all look beautiful.
I have to say,
you don't look anything alike.
Who was born first? And I shall say.
Elaine was.
Who's the most wise? How are we going to tell their voices apart?
Can your mother tell you apart?
My mother's dead.
Okay, next question. May she rest in peace.
That's not a great start. I'm so
and
sorry.
So was
yeah.
So yeah. many of them. And let's toast them tonight.
Now, are you the Cavettis of Kennebunkport?
No. These are the Cavettis of
Vashon Island.
Vashon, the
Kentucky Horse Ridge Cavettis.
Well, good for you.
That's
do
so
you
confusing.
Drive Corvettes?
At least tell me
do
you drive a Corvette.
It kind of sounds like that, doesn't it?
And my Barbie used to drive a Corvette.
Darling.
Was it pink?
You are Arlette.
Yes, it was.
You are Stephanie.
Very.
You are Elaine. Sister.
We have champagne.
Three sisters are a singing trio. Yes?
We are.
We did a little goggling of you and found a tiny bit.
Can we sip this champagne?
Oh, well, let's first
drink.
Toast.
Let's have a toast.
Toast. To our mothers.
All right. Clink.
To our mothers.
To our mothers.
Thank you. Thank you, Mother, for giving me life.
You know, our mother could never tell us apart. And this was right down to the day where she was really almost finally resting. You remember this?
You know, there's that tender moment where she's on a deathbed. And she was young. She died at 37.
Shortly after birth.
Yeah. She was very young. We were just tweens. We didn't call ourselves tweens then. They didn't have that
identical
phrase.
Identical tweens.
But I think, Nancy, you were sitting with her. And she reached out a hand and she said, my daughter. And Nance said, it's mean, Mom. I'm here. It's Anne. I'm here, Mama.
And then she sighed, like kind of a sense of relief. And then I said, or am I? Because she never could tell us apart.
She couldn't.
I felt so bad. Always tricking the mother.
But you know
on
what? It's
bed.
Good to get a laugh in when you're
sure.
dying.
I think it helped a lot. Back to you.
Yes.
We did a little gweggling. We found out you've toured up and down Vashon Highway.
Uh-huh.
And more than once, you have been guest artists for the Strawberry Carnival.
What's
That's
that?
Very interesting.
A Strawberry Carnival.
Yeah. We have.
We must know. Who was your booking agent?
Actually, Charlotte Tinkton.
Great.
They do have one.
We do have a real booking agent.
Great. That would be wonderful if you could give us a number before you leave.
Scarlet Productions is the name of her business.
Scarlet.
Ooh.
Scarlet Productions.
That's great.
Yes.
She didn't do the Strawberry Festival booking, but.
Oh, it's no. the festival.
Yeah. It's a festival.
Oh, I thought it was more like a carnival or a very exclusive outdoor fair. We know none of these people, but we appreciate that you have friends
here. It seems like a fun small town. Everybody knows everybody.
Yeah.
Do you enjoy that?
It is.
Yeah. Sort of.
It can be annoying.
I can see
when you're grocery shopping on Saturday.
Yeah.
And how many grocery stores do you have? Do you have
two and a half?
Two and a half.
Two and a half grocery stores. And which do you frequent?
Depends on what my hair looks like, I guess you could say. What time of night it is. Am I hungover? You know. If so I'm hungover, probably
I one of these places where you can really be yourself, but sometimes you just want to be alone, too.
Yeah. Is that a challenge? Is that a challenge? Is there any anonymity?
There is very little anonymity, I would say.
After tonight, too, it's going to be impossible for you to even walk outside.
I know. They're already lining outside the door.
Tell Charlotte the Scarlet to get ready. Her phone's going to be ringing off the hook. These are the smallest champagne flutes. It's two sips and you're done.
It's like starter champagne.
Who invented these?
I don't know. We lost our last ones on the jet. And we also have strawberries here. We hear they're a wonderful combination together. Please help yourself.
Please.
They're not dipped in anything.
You do a very tight three-part harmony, which we love. We've always loved it. Is your choreography also tight? I assume it is.
Yeah.
It is.
And who's your choreographer?
Fossey? Barishnikov?
We all do some, and then I think I might lead a little more, maybe.
Are you a dancer? Because you walked in and I said, she's a dancer.
She has worked with P.B. Herman.
Mm-hmm. I've danced in my life. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see it. You can see it in the way she carries a head. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I do.
Yeah.
Go ahead and expand. You feel free. You're a dancer.
What is
one of you is a candle maker and the other one's a baker. Tell me about this. I'm intrigued by how three sisters could end up in a singing act like this.
And they don't look a thing alike.
No.
We were inspired Nothing by like the us. Brady Bunch.
Is that right?
Yeah. We'd watch them and go, oh my God, I want to be just like Greg.
Who didn't? You know, my sister was married to Greg briefly.
That was Greg.
Yeah. I don't know what his real name is. We only ever called him Greg.
I was very offended because he was always saying, Masha, Masha, Masha. I did not like that at all.
No,
he completely crossed over.
Rude, so
we've dabbled
long.
In a little choreography in our time. Yeah. Been known to do a little two-step, three-step, four-step. Yeah, we're not naturally coordinated, but we're very showy.
Do you remember
we
that
know to do with arms?
The show we did with Martha Graham. She choreographed it for us.
She always looked like she had a headache. Terrible.
But did you see how tight her bun was? Who wouldn't have a headache?
Who wouldn't have tight buns after dancing like that, too?
Well, that's a good point.
Think about it.
It's a good point. Do you ever wear buns when you perform?
No.
We don't.
No.
No.
How do you wear your hair? Pretty natural. It like overalls.
I think you're looking at it.
I cut all mine off recently. So.
Your hair looks beautiful. You really have gorgeous heads of hair. Must be good genes. Good genes.
I don't dye mine and it's slowly going gray.
It looks beautiful.
There's more gray in other parts too. I was surprised. I took a look. And I was
dyed ours since last Thursday either.
Yeah.
Mine is naturally
because
red.
Because you're coming.
I can tell.
Since day one.
I can tell. Your eyelashes
Stephanie,
tell the tale.
Yeah. And that's not all.
You know, we had a great idea to open up a shop, a mercantile.
Yeah.
Where you can get your merkins and your tile.
Is it okay to say here? I don't want anybody to steal our idea. They only have 2.5 grocery stores.
It's true.
Someone might take
our
idea.
Do you have a wig shop or a merkin shop on the island?
A what shop?
A
wig shop or a merkin shop.
What's a merkin shop?
Oh, a merkin is a wig for your other parts.
Oh.
Yeah. So if you want the drapes to match the curtains thing, you could always
so
go
if you want
there.
Hairy armpits,
we were talking about a merkin
there?
Tile.
Oh.
You can get your merkin and your tile.
Okay.
Redo your bathroom, get your merkin. Mm. I can see that she's not picking up on this,
but
I still think it's a wonderful
idea. I can see the convenience of it.
What does this mean?
Have you ever seen John Travolta? You've seen him when he did this pointing thing in the Saturday night. We actually inspired that.
Oh.
And we're very proud of that moment.
That was a fun
weekend.
We were out
all day, Barney's, Sex.
We've been doing a big shopping trip.
A lot of shopping.
And we came home because we were having the boys over for the weekend. We were having John Travolta over. He was just a young kid then.
Johnny,
Al Pacino.
No, Al Franken.
You're right, Al Franken.
Very similar.
Of
Saturday Night Live, Al Franken.
Not Fever. Not
true.
Fever. And
true.
The Gibbs.
Very different.
The brothers Gibb. Who do look alike. But they don't claim to be triplets like you do.
Yeah, that's
and they're
true.
Not, but they're not triplets.
We
they're
had
just
so
brothers.
Many bags, and we kept saying to our valet, over here,
come
pick it up. And Johnny
and John
just picked right up.
And he said, there it is.
We spent a very long, long holiday at a Manhattan high rise,
penthouse.
I think that's French for
penthouse
a place where you bring your lovers during the day, during the lunch hour. Anyway, it was a great weekend with good friends and even better Quick Queen. It's my new thing of saying Quaquain.
Quaquain is nice.
What's the drug we took down in Peru?
Awash Quinoa.
Yeah, the combination of cocaine and ayahuasca.
Ayahuasca. Yeah.
Ayahuasca.
Have you done that? That's a fun one.
It makes you sick.
Well just at first, but what doesn't?
We throw up. We're very hardy.
We've seen and done so much in our lives. I don't think it has the same impact on us. Oh. We had a great time. We did throw up the first hour, and then we had a great time. it was a lot of fun.
Tell us about that. Do you like to do drugs?
How do you get your energy up for a show
That's
if you don't?
I'd like to know. Yeah. I mean, how can you really get into the groove?
Yeah.
Your hair can't be just natural. No, I pull it up through my soul, the solar plexus. Of the center of the earth, and it comes up through the soles of my feet, and then it pours out of me.
That sounds very sexy.
The music is the drug.
The music,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The performance is the drug.
What are you guys talking
about? You know what I'm saying?
She's the correct one.
We don't need to augment with artificial substances.
Give me that champagne
back. That's inspiring.
Back.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it's the interaction with the audience, too, and that totally
is a drug. Isn't that fun? Yeah.
That's fun.
We love touching the audience. It's one of our favorite things to do. Yeah.
When we were opening for the Commodores.
Over and over.
I'm sorry, the Commodores were opening for us. It was the early 70s, and they had the finest cocaine I have ever had.
Oh, my God.
Laced with.
And pants.
I think it was LSD. I'd never had the combo before. Delicious. Delightful. We've never had better shows.
We have a very interesting makeup, in fact, that we can eat whatever we want.
Yeah.
We don't really have any allergies. We can take whatever drug we want. We can get married or divorced as many times as still
we can
not be socially squished.
As much.
It's really wonderful being us.
Want. It's good.
Wow.
Well,
it doesn't work that way on Vachon.
Tell me more.
We're always so curious about Vachon.
You have to be very careful who you're seen with, or people will come to conclusions that there's another story going on.
Yeah, we've heard about your beachcomber.
Yeah.
Cutting edge.
Yeah.
The sort of, who's zooming who.
Everybody knows everybody else's business.
We always thought it would be a fabulous show on Vachon called Current Affairs. And we wouldn't be talking about fluctuating oil prices here.
No. Yeah. It's better to have some imports.
Yeah, that's what we are. Safe. Yeah. It's just strictly from observation. We don't know these people.
And we're available, for the record.
Oh.
Yeah, sometimes.
Even when we're not, we are.
Tell us the time when you've had to be careful, Elaine. You look like you could get into trouble around here.
A beautiful blonde like that. Do they have more fun?
I think they might have a little more fun.
Don't be modest, Elaine.
That's the story anyway.
Debatable.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have any examples.
Have you done a lot of dating on the island?
I'm married to a wonderful man.
So have you done a lot of dating on the island?
I'm married to a wonderful man.
And how long have you been married?
It has been 7 years.
Oh, congratulations.
That's a breakthrough, I think.
Yes.
What's the itch here?
He's amazing.
The 7 year itch.
Oh, it is.
Uh-oh.
How
you're
are you feeling?
Like you're getting
a bit itchy?
There's no itch.
Good for you. Maybe you found the one.
Scratching her itch is my. I like to hear this.
I do too.
Stephanie, the redhead.
Yes.
You look like trouble.
I can be.
I want to know more. I want to know more.
What do you do on a Saturday night for fun on Vachon Island?
Oh, God. What do I do?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Probably
if you're not performing, if you're not singing.
Not much, unfortunately. Depends on the time of year, I guess.
You go dancing.
She has a lovely husband.
I do have a lovely husband.
Oh, you also have so many married women.
Yes.
Wow. It's probably
and
in
how
the water.
Long have you been married to your husband?
13 years.
Oh, good gravy.
Oh, my God.
Not the same person either, correct? That's a long time.
It is a long time.
And is it kind of getting dull?
No. No, he's young. I snagged a young one.
Oh, no.
Oh, very
that's
clever.
That's very smart. That is
Vachon Cougar.
That's very smart.
Wow.
I wondered about your fur gloves. Now I understand. What's the age difference?
I wonder about the not shaving. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
Right.
What's the age difference, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I'm sitting down.
12 years.
Oh, that's good. That is good.
Yeah. Hi, honey. Yeah. Happy Valentine's
Day. Very nice. Oh. So 13 years you've been married to him.
We've been together 16.
And so he was
young.
He was 23.
I can picture it.
Oh, I can picture it.
On a fireman's calendar, actually, but I'm getting really specific.
Very, very sexy. Good for you.
Thank you.
And he's still, you know,
second time
holding
your
hose, as it were.
You're 12 years older. You had already had someone while he was still in middle school. You were finishing.
Yeah, that's what we like to say is, just, you know, when I was 21, the husband of my dreams was playing wall ball down the street. Sixth grade wonder.
That's romantic. Yeah. That's very romantic.
What a find.
I do think Cher has the right idea with the younger men. I think there's something to it.
And the plastic surgery.
They're young, they're spry.
Well, they die young usually too.
Typically,
exactly.
Yes. We know how
it
to take care of ourselves.
It balances it out a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'll let you a married woman as well?
I'm married.
You taken?
How long have you been married?
Since we got together in 95.
Everybody's really thinking about the math. The math.
Wow.
We've been married since 02.
Oh, that's a long time.
I don't even remember what it is right now. 20 is very difficult for me to do the math with.
So 18
is the second time around the 20s. 18.
It's just getting more and more and more as we go around the table.
That's right. 7, 12,
I think 18. We can only best them by how many times we've actually been married.
I don't know.
Not a lot of longevity there. But
9?
Quantity over quality.
Between the two.
Sort of what it was like in the beginning. 9? Once 9. To the same person. That was a hoot.
Twice.
Twice. And they both didn't know it was. There was two of us. This is very, very fun for us. Not
it's
a lot
convenient.
Of people know there's two of us. We do that on sets a lot. We do that with staff. Jeff, our assistant, G-E-O-F-F. It's the homosexual spelling. We will write him one check and he doesn't know. There's actually two of us, so he's doing twice
Isn't that
the
fun?
Work.
Isn't that fun? Fill around.
This
Fill
is the
smallest flutes.
This is the universal sign for I need more champagne.
Yeah, you shove the glass in your face.
I think we're all a little dry here.
These are some tiny, tiny glasses.
Girls.
They make our hands look larger.
It's time for one of our very favorite segments.
Oh, it is one of our favorites.
This segment is called
It's a Little
Hot
Game.
Or Not. Okay?
Okay.
It's a game.
Oh,
all right. And here's how it works. We're going to say some things, a list of things, and you're going to tell us if they're hot or not. You don't have to agree. You might agree. I don't know. We'll find out. So we're going to tell you in this category tonight is things that come in threes since you're triplets. Okay. So are you ready?
Yes.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Is it necessary?
Hot or not?
What is that?
Okay.
Well,
are they
blood,
in existence?
Sweat, and tears?
Yeah.
I'd have to go with not.
Not hot? Great.
Not hot, she
I
said.
Think they're just talking body fluids
the blood
in general.
Interpret it as you will.
Sure.
I thought it was a band. It's not a band?
It is. Blood, sweat, and tears is a band. Well, if you're talking about the band, I you know.
Gosh, it's been
no,
so long.
No, not hot.
Not hot.
Do you mean
blood,
now
how about
or when they
right
now?
In the essence
probably
of toiling,
not.
Blood, sweat, and tears, is it really necessary to get ahead? You've all played the strawberry carnival so many times. You tell me, how hard is it to get ahead out here? Do you need the blood, sweat, and tears?
No.
Just the blood.
Just the sweat.
I felt like that segment just confused them.
If you're really good,
yes,
without trying too hard, then you're the real deal.
Okay.
Authenticity is what I'm hearing too.
When these gals walked in, I said, I'm going to like them.
Yeah.
I said, I'm going to like them, and I do.
They were casually dressed, but yet commanding presence with the combination of the colors being very comfortable.
They look gorgeous. Very much
completely unintended.
We will take your photographs.
And I don't know
tonight.
If you noticed this. We are identical twin sisters, and you're saying, who's Anne? Who's Nancy? And don't worry, that does happen to everybody. But at the same
time, we are not
twins who dress identically.
No.
We are our own people.
You know how the Mandrell sisters would do that? Like, there was a version of the dress and then a slightly different version of the dress and another version.
Cap sleeve
of it. We started that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's more or less how we approach it.
That's another question on our hot or not. The Mandrell sisters, hot or not?
Used to be.
And that's the same with blood, sweat, and tears. These are all past
formerly
hots.
Hot. Now lukewarm.
Formerly hot. Yeah.
They've cooled off.
Has been.
Formerly hot.
Hello. Oh, I can never tell if you're taking your picture or me. She's been doing this really trendy thing where she takes her own pictures.
Smiling for the camera.
It's so much fun. And then it's shelfy. She puts it up on the shelf.
The three bears.
Oh, hot.
Absolutely hot.
And does Goldilock's count as a fourth?
Okay, my definition of hot is way off.
They have all that fur, though. They're
hot.
Why
temperature
wise? They're booking people for Strawberry Carnival.
Oh, hello, Carnival
right
people.
Outside the window.
This happens often to us, Elaine, that we're here doing our show, and the street people of Vashon are constantly gesticulating wildly out here.
So excited
they're always
when you.
Waving.
Can you
love it when we come?
Do you ever get flashed at?
Yeah.
Do they come and like
we get it all?
Do they moon you too?
Almost always.
We get all the body parts, Arlette. And I gotta say, I'm not impressed. But mostly because I'm always looking at the footwear. I mean, you can you can have everything else where it needs to be.
Rubber boots.
But it's the footwear, yeah. It bothers me.
No, you look fantastic. People. These are cute.
It's
These are
the
a
gentleman.
Statement piece. These are
the
a
gentleman.
Piece.
I really, I hate to judge, but I do. I judge on the footwear. Size of the shoe and the type of shoe.
Hot or not?
Size of the shoe. Should they wear a different size than what fits them?
Well, no. Depends.
So it's their foot. They should just have an ample foot.
I like an ample foot.
You
I'm
like
just going to say that.
But she likes
with
a delicate
high
ankle.
Arch.
She likes a delicate
and a well-trimmed toe. And yes, I like an Asian ankle. A totally hairless man on the bottom.
And I prefer a beefier. A hairier situation.
A warmer.
Different taste. Isn't that
so
funny?
Should we respond hot or not to that?
Yeah.
No. I don't know.
Jack, Chrissy, and Janet. Hot or not?
Jack, Chrissy, and Janet. In a good 1979 way, I'd have to say hot.
Think so.
I think so.
They were on the cutting edge.
Chrissy was hot.
Yeah.
Janet was too.
Remember when Terry came?
Jack. I forgot about
Chrissy
the replacement.
Left
yes,
Terry.
I remember
like
that. It was never the same.
Not a good
it
replacement.
Never worked.
No.
They tried to replace
work.
Chrissy
they
repeatedly.
It didn't
never
work.
Can we have a moment and drink up here for Mrs. Ropa?
Okay.
Mrs. Ropa.
She was an oversexed woman
oh,
in
yes.
the house drawers.
She was.
Come back,
right? And Mr. Ropa would not give her...
Yeah.
Okay, let's see who I have here, sister.
Okay.
Location, location, location. Is it really that important?
And is it hot or not?
I think it is.
Yeah.
I do.
Location for what? For a holiday or for work?
You,
or
for anything,
you tell
baby.
Me, hon.
You tell me.
Anything.
It's three things that are often said together.
Mm. You think of it often in terms of real estate, but I think,
certainly.
You know, it applies to a lot of things.
Yeah, I love locations.
But just one. Interesting.
And when you locate the location, that's really special.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
you think?
Yeah.
The Three Musketeers, hot or not?
They're always hot.
They're hot.
Really?
Always hot. Every rendition.
I love the candy bar.
Really? Love
I
it.
Do.
Legs.
I do.
It's
like
legs.
Yeah,
yeah.
Rendition.
What's that?
Definitely.
Their legs are good because they're wearing the tights. You can always kind of see what their package looks like a little bit because
oh
you can kind of see it.
They're yeah. a little rapier.
And you want to not go for the giant ones.
Yeah, but they're...
Giant ones are frightening.
But they just do studly things.
They do. They're
they
very
are
heroic.
They're very heroic.
But yeah. they're kind and they're generous.
They're gentlemen.
See, that's
they're
what
kind of
makes
like,
them
they're
hot.
Chivalrous.
Yeah, they're
and
like
they
the
swing
Robin Hood.
And trees.
That's what makes them hot.
I'm going to take a pass on that one.
We cannot get
three
this girl.
Boat schedule. Hot or not?
What?
Three boat schedule.
Hot.
Three part schedule?
Three boat.
Three boat.
We don't know what it means. We hear about it a lot.
We hear about it all the time.
I don't ever leave the island.
When it's important, when you have to be somewhere,
no,
you don't, you don't want
know.
The two boat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, this is good to know. This is how what my sister and I do. We have a lovely limo that brings us straight to the dock.
Mm-hmm.
You should see the people waving and shouting when we just pull right up
we
in
pull
front.
Right up front.
They recognize us every
so
time. It's like the goddamn Fab Four showed up
they're
on the
shouting,
island.
Pounding
they're
like on the window.
You know
tossing
that?
Their panties.
Yes.
Something like that. Maybe a penalty
even
flag.
Do you cut the ferry workers gesturing to us.
Yeah.
Gesturing.
So I think you might be cutting in line.
Oh,
and that's
no.
why.
It doesn't matter. We
I
got
doubt
in front.
That very much.
I hardly doubt it.
That's
there.
Why you're getting panties thrown
much.
At you.
And
yeah.
Here's
cutting
the thing.
In line.
You know, we didn't want to roll down the window.
It was cold.
We're single ladies, too.
Stranger danger.
I don't think
Thank
so.
You.
We get here. Sometimes it's a little dicey, but we get here one time, every time. That's our motto.
And when you want to get off fast.
Oh, it's so easy. Listen to this.
Fake a myocardial infarction.
Just a small one. Just a tiny one. And you have this helicopter. It takes you right up on 9th Avenue. It's right by this lovely Diva Espresso.
It's fine.
Place
you're
what is that resort called? It's called the Harbor View. Harbor
yeah.
View Resort.
And you have to.
It's
you're
wonderful.
Halfway to the airport.
Wonderful.
So it's good.
It's very easy to get off the
depending
island.
On
I'm
where
just
your jet
you.
Is.
Should
I do
you
the
ever
Harbor
leave
View.
The island, Arlette?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh? You know it.
Yeah. I was throwing up and this woman that was there, she was like really high on some crazy drugs and she was so mad at me for vomiting.
Was it the ayahuasca or did you just throw up a lot?
It's the cocaine.
She throws up a lot.
It was my broken leg.
Huh. It's a lifestyle choice.
It's terrible.
This is what we got here. Three more things. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Hot or not?
Hot.
Yeah.
That is hot.
Definitely ready
hot.
On this one.
Of course it is.
I'd rather suffer to help other people.
Wow.
She's lying like a rug.
And just to
our latitude two sisters. That helpful.
Oh. A sister's no.
Yeah.
A sister always
It's good
knows.
You brought your sisters
and
with you.
And as triplets, we would know.
I feel like a spoiled American who doesn't appreciate anything. There's so many people that are suffering in the world.
Yeah. Best to not think about
it. But we don't talk about that tonight.
I'm weeping. So sad.
Three Dog Night. Hot or not?
What?
Also hot in their day.
Hot in their day.
Yes. I think my very first My very first 45 was Three Dog Night.
Which song?
What was that song?
Oh, gosh.
Is that a song? That's a song name?
No, it was a group, honey.
Oh, was it War?
Yeah, Three Dog Night.
I never heard of them.
Oh, sweetie. And now I'm showing my firstborn.
Joy to the World. That was their big hit. Joy to the World.
You know who they are?
Oh, yeah.
But our
Alette's more of a Destiny's Child fan.
Yeah, Destiny's Child. Hot enough.
Hot enough.
Oh, totally hot.
You know what?
Destiny's Child. Yeah,
totally now
hot.
I'm showing
it's
my...
a little lady named
really?
Beyonce.
Beyonce. Yeah. Really?
I heard of Destiny. Destiny's Beyonce's baby?
That's where Beyonce got her start.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Also with sisters. And then she left him in the dust.
Yeah. Talking
about
three
would triplets, never do. Weren't they?
Never
I think
do.
They were all triplets, too.
Speaking of triplets, Mary, Kate, and Ashley.
Oh, God. Not so much.
No?
Yeah, they're kind of silly.
They're a little creepy, I think. I don't
There's
know. There's something
about
it. Hollow.
Right?
Very good
word
for it.
Waif-like and hollow. But they've made a fortune in their apparel. And that apparel
They're smart.
Business
you know,
as well.
We take them to lunch maybe once a year.
Oh, they
have
they,
like
they
a twin,
totally, they just split
a twin
something.
Thing.
They're very thin. Wait, do they eat?
Not much.
Just
much.
A little
They mostly
celery
absorb
stick.
Salad dressing.
I think
and
they do like you with a lot of the vomiting.
They were the babies in that one show. Is that who that is?
Yes, that's who they were.
They look like monkey babies. They did like, look like little monkeys.
It's in the eyes.
Cute. They're totally, lovely women.
I guess
they're
they look better hollow.
They're lovely women.
Yeah, they're lovely women. But
speaking
of
lovely women, Larry, Moe, and Carly.
How do not?
Absolutely hot.
What?
They're fun.
They're so funny.
They're so fun.
I prefer the Marx
Brothers. Back to the definition of hot for me, I guess.
Sure.
The Marx Brothers.
Somebody I'd want to go on a date with.
The Marx Brothers. Yeah,
let me ask you,
more
which
hot.
Marx Brother would you marry?
Marky Mark? I would take Marky Mark.
Nurse was married to Groucho.
His musicianship
for about
was
a year
so
and a half.
Alluring.
Yeah. And later Mark Jacobs for Mark Jacobs by Mark Jacobs. He was very redundant, but I loved his persis.
Very romantic. Ugh. Listen, that was fun. Where and how do you sleep?
Yeah, do they even bunk beds like for three people?
Where?
They put me outside in the tree.
Yeah, right. Only when we're traveling on our traveling shows. Uh-huh. Yeah, because she snores. So,
I'm imagining
Stephanie
with her much younger husband.
We're forgetting that they're married. Yeah, we weren't thinking.
We've always slept in the same bed, even when we were married. Very, very, very nearby.
I think it's unusual,
depending
though.
On the evening.
The more I talk about it, the more I think that's unusual. People seem surprised.
Look, we share a sleep apnea machine. We have one plug-in. It seems to work for us. And then we have, our off nights.
Thank you
or
for saying
we call
that.
Them our in and out nights.
Three part harmony.
Yeah. Oh,
who's got
question.
The melody? Who's got the top? Who's the bottom?
Who's the melody in the
changes
harmony
constantly.
Sandwich?
Oh, it
constantly changes.
That's fascinating.
That's
constantly changes.
Yeah.
Because when you walked in,
really?
I said she's the power bottom. That's what I said. I thought it to myself.
And I said, she's the uptight bitch on the top. And
she
said, I don't believe
it. She
has
the power bottom.
We have
I
tendencies.
I sing the bottom most of the time.
Oh,
but
we have tendencies,
okay. But we flip them around. But we do flip them all
you
around.
You do it's fluid.
Both the
in fact, we have one song that we flip it every single verse. We
it's
flip
an acapella
it.
Song.
It sounds complicated.
We could even do a little.
Could
it can't
do
be a few
bit
bars
for us.
For you now.
But could I share with you? I'd share with you all. I bet you they don't know about this.
While
you think about your song, that identical twins, even though we have been a singing act for 70 years, who's
yeah,
counting
a long time.
We can't
identical twins can't
identical
harmonize.
Twins
it must be
harmonize.
Different for triplets.
No,
it's they cannot.
It's the tympanic ovulo larynxal.
It's probably
membrane
you both have
physiologically impossible.
Just because you both have perfect pitch.
Thank you.
Thank
so you're
you
thinking
for saying
the,
that.
Thank you for saying it.
Yeah,
let's
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
let's
watch
see.
This.
Let's do the Valentine's song to row 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 your boat. Just and just try
the Valentine's song.
I know it's confusing. Let's just do row row.
You start.
Row, row, row
I'm
your
trying.
Boat gently down the stream. Gently down the stream. Gently down the stream.
Gently down
the stream.
We should get triplets.
I don't think we were supposed to join.
That was beautiful.
Of course we were. I think it was. Who would
but I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did.
Because it's spontaneous.
That's good.
Who wouldn't jump in on row, row, row your boat?
Thank you.
Yeah, you know.
It's so catchy.
It's so catchy. It's I'll be humming it after we leave. I promise.
You and me. Oh,
I know. It'll keep me awake tonight.
Get each other. Yeah.
It'll keep me awake tonight.
The worst that song has ever sounded. I'm sorry.
Okay, you have a song. I you say wait. You switch it up. Can you do a little bit of it for
oh,
us?
Oh, man.
Less than 20 seconds so we don't have to pay the royalties.
Well, how about Java
I didn't bring my
pocketbook. Let's do Java Jive. Let's do it just a verse of Java Jive. Let's I've see. Been having champagne. I might forget champagne. The words. It's I love birth. Ready?
I love coffee.
I didn't get this. Wait.
That sounds awesome.
Do the chord.
I love coffee. I love coffee.
No, we're way off. Never mind.
It's hard to start it.
We're not doing this.
More champagne.
Well, I thought it sounded beautiful. Bravo.
There's your 20 seconds.
That was beautiful. They're not going to ask for royalties. That's we got it. We got not, it under the wire.
I'm not,
the
I'm not giving them if they do.
Okay. Now, here's a question, and this might be uncomfortable, but I think it's important to be honest with you, sisters. If you had to cut one of you, which one?
Cut a swinger. What do you mean?
Who goes?
Who has to go?
Oh,
yeah.
My
you can
goodness.
Cut my arm if
who
you like.
Who messed up the coffee swing?
You know, it's just, we can't.
You can't lose the power bottom.
We can't
bottom.
Answer that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great answer.
There's no, yeah. And why that was would
a
we test. Cut?
What if you just put a little, like a piece of paper in a hat? And
like
just
a black ball.
Like anonymously.
Just a black ball.
A pink slip, if you will.
I think they passed the test. True sisters.
Together.
That's beautiful.
The trio. It's
like
a trio.
It's a trio.
The curvettes are all about the three of us.
If
so
you had
it's
four
not possible.
If you had the like a baba and you added to your shop and you'd had the fourth one, it would be a mess because then there's some divisiveness there. Don't you find
exactly.
that? It's like that at slumber parties too.
The power of three.
Oh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a magic number.
We like
they
being
say
a,
that.
We love
they say
being
that?
A duo ourselves.
We bring
it
in a third, sometimes not for performing.
It
God,
used to
no.
be our cousin Connie Pachenko. She would come in and...
Well, for a while, they tried,
she was
to,
a body
they tried
double.
To sell us as triplets. For a while, triplets was super hot. It was maybe 1922.
Who's your baby?
And we were children, child mm-hmm. actors, and they were trying to sell us as triplets. And it was our cousin,
Connie,
Rita.
Connie. No, it was Connie.
I thought it was
she
Rita.
She looks nothing like Rita.
You're right. Well, we did two pictures with her. And then we said, we're done. She was a spoiled brat.
Boris Karloff and Betty Davis. What a film.
That was
what
a great
a bunch
show.
Of divas. Really great. It was very de rigueur at the time to have identical twin sisters working on set. We were more than happy to oblige.
Yeah. Much before the time of Parent Trap, the
oh,
time
yeah.
of, you know, the Patty
That's
Duke
Tom
show.
That's Tom Fullery.
That I have to say, and I know I get on my soapbox about this.
Go ahead. I'm right with you.
But when you cast a single actor or actress to play twins, it's an absolute insult.
It's a slap in an identical
it's an
twin face.
Absolute insult. And I think it's racist.
But it was
I
movie
do.
Magic, though. It was movie magic.
It's
when
what
I was
we used to call racist.
I believed it.
It is.
Well, I was like, wowed by the
people. Have you ever met actual identical
I'm so
cousins?
I'm so embarrassed.
And I don't hold any grudge against Patty. She was a lovely woman. May she rest in peace. Patty Duke was a dear friend. And
later
she did apologize for it. She did apologize. And, it, you know, that was the studio system back then. You didn't have control
upsetting.
Of your own career. Mm. Oh, I'm getting
We've
upset.
We've always been in control of everything. It feels good. Yeah. We knew
well,
what we wanted.
Well, it's one of the benefits of being very,
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 very, very rich. We were born rich and we will most likely die
What's
very
in the news
rich.
Today?
Oh, let's see. This just in. Renee Zellweger won her second Oscar for her role as Judy. You know
Did
the
she?
Judy I'm talking about.
I don't
yeah.
remember
Judy
the show.
Judy Garland movie.
Oh,
story.
Did she win the Oscar?
She won.
I was in LA just a little bit ago, and Renee was in front of me at the bistro.
Did
at
you
Topanga.
Recognize a face?
Did you
and
what
was
her
My sister did. My sister did, and she was doing all the sign language, and I was like, what? You, and
Renee,
then once Renee left, she goes,
hear?
That was Renee Zellweger. And I was like, oh.
Did you get a
Does she use American Sign Language?
Yeah, and she has the most scrumptious calves.
Oh,
do you know Renee's legs?
Me.
Oh, we know them.
Amazing.
We know
legs.
Them. She's done a lot of
did
work with one of our trainers.
Did you catch any listening into her voice because the accent changes
this,
from time to
this
time?
Has been a,
no.
This has been a concern of many of the people who work in the biz like we do about her fluctuating
sometimes
south of the border
southern,
accent.
Sometimes
she's
not.
Sometimes
she's
not. In this case, she had to be Judy. And let me tell you, it's a long list of what she had to do just to prepare. You know, we haven't either.
It's very good.
It's good.
Judy's tragic struggles were really brought to light in a winning fashion by Zell. And to prepare for that role, which required Renee to perform 6 musical numbers, including, of course, Over the Rainbow, live in front of an audience, very difficult, this actor spent a full year training with a vocal coach, good for her, and another 4 months in rehearsals. She did a research deep dive, watching enough archival videos of Wizard of Oz, love that show, legend to channel the icon's tics, posture, vocal cues, prosthetic nose, colored contacts, wig, dramatic makeup.
Wow.
I would have just skipped that all and went right for the barbiturates.
Did she do all of the singing?
Yes.
She did.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
She's amazing.
She was fabulous.
She was amazing.
Chicago.
She was a very versatile gal.
If she would have skipped right to the barbiturates, though, she wouldn't have had to do so much research.
I didn't recognize her with her
soft, elocution.
Yeah, she looks a little different. But
can you imagine?
It might be Tony.
If the Wizard of Oz. If they went with Shirley Temple as they originally planned to.
Oh, my word.
It was going to be a whole different
thing. Yeah, they were.
Right?
I know. Yeah.
We were good friends with Shirley until we had a falling out. I don't want to discuss it. But
it was about the diet
pills. It did change history. I think it changed history.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. Unfortunately, we didn't see the Judy. We're a big fan of Judy, the original Judy. Mm-hmm. Renee is a good facsimile, I'm sure. And
hey, you
good
take
for
what
her
you can get. Beggars can't be choosers.
She could maybe consort with Bong and talk about where he's going to put his Oscar. Where,
I'm going to text this, him right now.
She's a second-time winner.
I what think did the she first win for one was first?
Cold Mountain.
I never saw it.
I forget about it. A couple of Golden Globes, too.
She was in Cold Mountain.
I liked her in Jerry Maguire.
I love the book on tape.
I thought that was a fun film. It had some real tender moments. Yeah. I don't care for the message.
I don't care for sports.
No, I don't
you
care
know
for
I
sports.
Don't either.
I don't care for sports. But I'll tell you what I care for. Nuts. It's time for the Nut of the Night.
I'm so happy. Ladies, are you hungry? It's Nut of the Night.
They're bringing out the nuts, you guys.
Okay.
So as nut heiresses, you know the people from
the
all
nuts.
Over the world send us their nuts. In different they kinds
want us,
of pear
they want us,
they
to,
want
sample
us
the
to
nuts.
Taste their nuts.
If people want to send us their nuts, what's the P.O. Box, babe?
It is P.O. Box 1035, Vashon Island 98070.
Send us your nuts. Prepackaged only, please.
Yeah.
We don't
want you to
eat your homemade nuts. Okay?
Nothing that your hands, if your hands have been any nuts, just put it in the mail.
So this package comes straight to us. I'm just unboxing it right now. Should we start an unboxing channel?
Maybe it's called a decanting. Oh, that's like those people who love the
people
sound.
People love it.
The sounds.
People love it. So
what
these were sent to us from, where's this from?
ASMR.
ASMR. Yeah, mm-hmm. ASMR. These came from Columbus, Ohio, from Jerry, no last name.
Oh, Jerry,
so Jerry has sent us salted caramel pecans. Mm. I feel like we've had this brand, Squirrel Brand. Do you remember? We've had somebody sent a Squirrel Brand before.
I wonder if Jerry's just using a
very
different name.
Very
you know,
one.
There's only so many nuts out there. We, of course, are partial to Filberts, as the Filbert fortune of Fort Lauderdale has made us unbelievably rich. Oh, hello. There's some street people of Vashona coming
Welcome
in.
Welcome, street people.
Hello.
I don't have a dish. Usually we have a nut dish.
We have a beautiful dish, typically. Do you want me to spill out the
what
strawberries?
Would you say they are salted caramel pecans.
They look like walnut.
Oh, pecans.
And I want you to dive in, because I can tell you're hungry and a little bit drunk, but what I want you to do
Thank you.
Those
is
I
good.
Want
this'll,
you to
help.
Rate, we
Did
want you
want
to
one?
Rate, absolutely. Rate these nuts.
I like this nut.
And I'm going to tell you what the scale is.
These are good.
Those are good.
Here's the category.
Is it a crunching noise?
Huh? Yeah. Karen. That's the ASMR.
Mm.
People
like
love that.
Candy.
Attractiveness, beauty, and overall sex appeal.
Scale
is
of 1 to 100.
Kind of cinnamony, I think.
They don't look very good.
They're not
good.
Very pretty.
Yeah. A little cinnamon thing.
They're rustic.
A little turdy.
Yeah. That's a
little turd-like.
They look like small squirrel
turds. They kind of look like driftwood. Little tiny.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Almost like insects, if you really think about it. I think they're a little too sweet.
They're a little too sweet.
The texture is excellent.
Yeah.
Well, they're salted caramel pecans. They're a dessert treat.
It is a dessert treat.
Yeah.
Dessert wine, Jan.
They're tasty, but you wouldn't want to eat too many.
Well, what say you?
I've already my teeth
small doses.
Stephanie had to cover her mouth.
What? I think it'd be nice with a blue cheese.
You know, I can see that.
I don't mind that at all.
I can see that.
That's a very lovely combo.
I'm going to kind of cut the sweetness.
How about just general delight of this nut?
I'm going to give it an 82. Pretty generous for me.
For what?
Well, she's hungry.
Scale of 1 to 100.
Uh-huh. Of what?
General delight.
General delight.
General delight.
Overall delight.
I think I'd be like 60-ish, 70 maybe.
Really? You get that much delight from a nut?
Well,
I was going to say 32.
Scale of 1 to 100.
It depends on the nut.
I mean, we're comparing 80, nuts to nuts
80.5.
Oh, nice. My God.
Yeah. Okay. You were kind of going between 80 and 81.
Right.
Yeah, that's hard. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to vacillate on the math because I'm not going to add you up at this at the same time, but it seems like you're clearly on the same page when it comes to nuts.
I would say no.
Elaine's a little tougher on the nut.
Tougher. Well,
I was.
Stephanie's giving him a 30-something.
Oh,
she's really anti-nut. Are you anti-nut?
Enjoyable, delightful nut. It was this, just one thing on the Richter scale.
This from the woman who has a husband 12 years well, her junior.
Her scale is all off. She needs to calibrate. She needs to recalibrate. Well, that was fun. Thanks, ladies.
Yeah.
And thank you to Jerry.
Is this a nut you would like to get your lips around again, just in general?
Probably not. I don't think I would have more than
I'll just keep eating them then.
Yeah. It's all for you.
You're listening to the broadcast on the Voice of Vashon, KVSH 101.9, streaming live at voiceofvashon.org. And we're here with the Corvettes. Elaine, Alette, Stephanie.
They say that
the Charlie's Angels of
Vashon. I don't know.
I didn't know where I was going.
Wait, did we not play one of our good songs where sound really good?
Let's play one.
If you insist.
Like maybe the first cut on.
Play the first cut.
It's probably the deepest.
Male engineer.
I think it'd be nice to have a good example of what we sound like.
Let's use some more of these undesirable nuts.
They're addictive.
Mm. I don't mind them at all. Let's try them with a strawberry.
Okay, shut up now, ladies.
Oh. Don't forget, 20 seconds.
Not inviting back. Write that down.
Power bottom. What are you going to do? Power bottom's a power bottom.
I'm sorry. Shut up's really rude.
Totally agree.
Lines on your face.
Ethnic. Pretty.
Don't bother me.
This is Stephanie.
Down in my chair.
This is Alette.
When you dance over me.
Sexy.
I can't help myself.
There's the trio. That's it.
I've got to see you again.
That was so true. Did someone just turn the heat up?
Yeah, I'm schwitzing all over the place. This is good.
I'm all alone. And I look at the clock. And I know you're not home.
That feels like much more than 20 seconds. Take it out, engineer. Very beautiful.
Right.
What if somebody wants to get their hands on this? They want more.
How can they bring the Corvettes home?
We have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Right. Very
so you
popular.
Can go there.
There's a SoundCloud link.
Okay.
On our Facebook
page. Go to Scarlet
page.
Productions.
Okay. Scarlet Productions. We have a page. That's who our agent is.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget to
we're
leave
good
your
for
number,
house concerts.
Oh, that sounds so
as soon
lovely.
As we can find us, maybe
we're
we'll
on
give
the King
you a
County
call.
Touring arts roster, too.
Okay. So you will leave the island if you must.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
And this is for people who are on probation. Is that correct?
Yes, that's it.
That's lovely that you're bringing music.
It's a good program.
They need music too.
Yes.
Very good of you. It's like Arlette's always talking about giving back.
You three are very talented. You're giving back with your music. Uh-huh. And for you, it's a drug. How great is that?
It's a drug. I know.
Everybody's winning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, this is our favorite segment.
Great segment of the show. Yeah, this is called Dear Anne and Nancy.
You know, we've been around a long time, ladies. We know a thing or two about a thing or two. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And people recognize this globally.
What if somebody wants to ask us a question? How do they get in touch
with
us?
It's very simple. You could write us at TITS at famousfilsonsisters.com.
It's an acronym for the Identical Twin Sisters.
Very simple to remember. Tits at famousfilsonsisters.com.
I don't think you can say that on the radio. But
what? Our email address? What, are we worried about getting too many fans?
Good point.
I think not.
All right. Here's a letter.
Dear Anne and Nancy.
This is a letter.
We would love for you to weigh in, of course. Yeah. Naturally.
Fans write in. Dear Anne and Nancy, how to begin? My heart is broken. My girlfriend is 23 years has left me. She says she's tired of waiting around for a proposal, and so she's moving on to greener pastures. That was her phrasing, greener pastures. I can't imagine my life without her. I feel that a grand gesture is in order to win her back. No one is grander than you two, sweet.
Oh.
Please help me make a big impression. Signed, Waited Too Long in San Diego, California. Oh, what do you think, gals? You're successfully married people.
I already
people.
Know what I'm going to say. What do you think?
23 years is ridiculous. That's what I want to say.
Living in city.
She's been waiting for 23 years? Pop the question or move on,
but
honey.
Let's find out what the girls
have to say. Or just get married. My God. Okay.
I think that you're on it, though. Pop the question or move on.
Poop will you know, get there off the it
is. Are these people in walkers? I mean, come on.
It makes no sense.
23 years?
No, I think he should give up and let her move on.
Yeah.
He would have asked her by now if he it was really to. In his heart. Yeah.
And well, certainly they had to have talked about this for Pete's sake.
You'd think.
Yeah. You know, you'd think. So, you know, if he's not getting the message, then there it is.
Yeah. Well, let's ask the really deep question here that everybody wants to know. Why is he writing us?
He's got a crush.
Well, he wants. I just thought he wanted some good advice.
Oh, he wants something good. All right.
Oh yes,
but I
so
think it's a
right.
little bit. It's a little bit more lip service.
Listen,
than
waited
you're
too
of.
Long in San Diego. No thanks. We like a man who can make a decision. Okay.
Yeah.
So
poop
no
or get off the pot. We don't like it when it's wishy washy.
Make yourself a Tinder account and get on with it.
Get
right?
on the Bumble.
Let it be free. My God.
On the, yeah. I don't know.
She's had enough. I've had enough.
Easy enough. Boy. Very non-committal.
All right. And now
Crazy.
For our very favorite segment like of the show. This is called Who's Touching You Now. Now, we aren't allowed to use the blindfolds anymore. The FCC has said no more blindfolds. So you're going to have to close your eyes.
Okay. So we know this whole show, you've been sitting here, who's in?
Which
who's
one's
Nancy?
Which?
We can't tell you apart. Uh-huh. But now's your time to close your, no, Kay. Really close your eyes.
Are you guys going to mix it up?
Who's touching you now?
And enjoy the dulcet tones of Charo. 20 seconds or under.
I'm not feeling anything. Oh, it's Anne.
It's the redhead.
I think it was Anne.
What's your name again? Anne and Nancy, is that the choices?
You know, if you're thinking
you.
Of someone else with your eyes closed, that's your thing.
That's your thing.
That's your thing.
And good for you.
And that's all right. You don't have to tell us about it. That's the thing. Well, could be anybody.
I don't think they won that game.
I don't think they understood
that's
it.
Okay.
And that's all right. But
that's
I enjoyed
fine.
Myself very, 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 very much.
It was so lovely having you three here today.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
It's very fun.
I found
fun.
It very interesting to
really
meet more people of the show on here. I just love it.
We learned something.
Or at least we tolerate it. But it's
it
very
felt
fun.
Like a cultural exchange almost.
Yeah.
But people of the show, you people of the show, and so we can understand
your
who you
performers.
Are.
Your performers.
Yes.
You've got beautiful calves, your triplets, very similar to
gorgeous
us.
Harmonies.
Not bad.
Gorgeous
not bad
harmonies.
Thank you so much for bringing
thank
your music.
Thank you, Kavet.
And your time, we've even
go
been
find
tonight
them on
with
Facebook,
Elaine,
my friends.
Stephanie Arlette, could hardly tell them apart.
Of the they're on family. The SoundCloud.
We do want to ask you, are you willing to relocate to Germany?
Good question.
No. Probably not.
Okay.
Well, depends on the Netherlands, maybe.
Stay in the conversation with us. We're on Facebook. We're on the Instagram.
Instagram crackers.
I don't think we do Tumblr anymore. But folks, we'll see you next time right here on the broadcast where we will be chatting with...
Previous Princess Meghan Markle and James Corden. You're premature again, engineer. We hate to say goodbye, but we gotta.
Goodbye. Stay
goodbye.
Beautiful, Vashon.
Or just keep on doing what you're doing. Nighty-night.
Night.
All right, you guys.
That was so funny.
Oh my God, you guys are hysterical.